We've got Carol Wakeman from the Rural Community Council of Essex / Active Essex. She's actually got the T-shirt on there as well. A community connector of Brentwood and surrounding areas as well. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Jo. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, no, thanks for coming along. You brightened up the studio when you walked in, though, as well.
Thank you.
So Carol, listen, tell us a little bit about yourself so we can get to know Carol.
Okay, well, I'm a registered nurse, so I'm incredibly passionate about people's health and well-being. And I also am an active person. I've always been an active person. So doing a job like this where it helps people get active is perfect. I love doing it.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. And my role is kind of connecting people to exercise.
Right.
So whatever that exercise is, whatever people want to do, it's different for absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
But I love doing that. I do stalls. I go along to classes to promote those. No 2 days are the same.
So how did you actually start off and get involved with the community, being a community connector even? I couldn't say it.
Well...
Let alone do it.
Well, yeah. It was very interesting because I'd never heard of a community connector before, but
no.
I saw the role and I thought, oh, this suits me. I'd love to do something like this. So I kind of I applied and I've loved it ever since. And I've been doing it for probably 17, 18, 19 months even.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So quite some time, but I love it and love doing it.
Well, I suppose you deal with so many different types of people as well throughout the whole of the community, don't you?
Absolutely. That's the thing. You never know who's coming along. And I've always loved people. And interacting with people, different types of people. I think in my nursing career, I met so many different types of people interacting with them. So I suppose it's just, again, with people. And I think because I know that exercise is described as the miracle drug, and it is something that really can make a difference to your health and well-being. For me, it's hugely motivational to help people to find something that they would enjoy and would suit their lifestyle. It won't be the same for everybody.
Yeah.
It'll be completely different.
Yeah, that's the thing. But you said that there's a stall as well. So you go out into the community and you have all the stalls. So if anybody's kind of looking into getting them more active and they're not sure what they can do, you can help them, direct them into the right sort of what they should be doing, whether walking or going to the gym or something like that. Is that kind of what you do?
Absolutely. So tomorrow I'll be on the Brentwood Community Connect trailer, which will be parked in a location. We have lots of different partners on that. And I'll have lots of information about all different activities. I also have an active... page, which is Find Your Active Brentwood, where I post loads of low-cost or free activities that are going on in the area, so people are aware. So if anyone is looking for something, and on my Facebook page, all my details are on there.
Oh, wow.
My email, my telephone number, and on Messenger. So people regularly contact me for all sorts of reasons. So anybody listening today, if they think, oh, I'd really like to find something, or I'm new to the area and I don't know what's going on, you can always message me or have a look on my Facebook page and see what I've got on there. If something doesn't suit you or there's something particular you'd like, you can always message me and find out a little bit more.
So I didn't realise all that kind of thing went on. I knew, obviously, about Active Essex, but I didn't know you could literally go along and speak to someone and say, look, this is the situation I'm in, this is how physically active I can be, what do you suggest for me? That is brilliant.
People always say to me that they had no idea about it.
Yeah.
Because it is a fairly new role.
Right.
And people do, people do come and chat to us. And it's lovely now because I've been in the community. I've lived in this area a long time. But when I do stalls over and over, often I get feedback from people who come back and say, oh, that class you recommended for me, I feel so much better. It was really good. So it's a really rewarding job to do.
Because obviously we know the benefits of getting out into the fresh air. And what did my nan say? She used to say, blowing away the cobwebs, I think. It take time out literally to breathe as well. So that really does help. It's a huge help with anxiety as well. But kind of what other benefits would you say that getting out and being active can help with?
So when you exercise, your brain releases feel-good chemicals like endorphins and serotonin that really improve your mood, make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah.
It also is a stress reliever exercise because it lowers your stress-related hormones, which would be adrenaline and cortisol. So that, again, that makes you feel a whole lot better. And it breaks that tension cycle because it actually relaxes those muscles.
Yeah.
So you feel a whole lot more relaxed. And because your brain and your body are so closely tied together, you know, exercise the body, it impacts the brain as well. And you can feel so much better. It really lifts your mood. It can boost your self-confidence because people set goals and then they maybe meet those goals and that gives them a feeling of achievement. Sometimes it improves their body image because it's they feel better about the way they look maybe. Sometimes they meet new friends from going to a class, which is also another really good thing. And sometimes when people are low, maybe in mood, they turn to negative patterns. Maybe they think negatively or they overeat or they drink too much. Whereas exercise is one of those ways where you can really turn that negative energy into positive energy. And it can make you feel so much better.
Yeah, no, I completely get you. I mean, what kind of type of exercises would you recommend for someone that's just basically starting out? They've been struggling with their mental health. There's so much going on in the world at the moment. There's so many more people that are really struggling at the moment. And some people don't feel that they can talk about it. But if someone was to come up and say, look, you know, what's the best exercise just to start with? Just so I could do something really simple, easy, and doesn't cost a lot or anything at all, really. What would you suggest, Carol?
I would say any type of exercise, whatever appeals to you, whatever you'll enjoy, do that. I would say when you exercise where you get your heart pumping a little bit faster and you get that oxygen going around your body, that's probably a good way of knowing it's probably a really good thing for your mood. But another good thing is when you're in the fresh air, if you're outside, that also does a lot of good for your mental health. So I'd say, you know, it's a mixture of things and really what appeals to you. Because if you don't enjoy something, you're not going to do it. So finding something you enjoy doing and going with that is fantastic.
But it's great that people can actually get in touch with you to find out as well. So even if something's not working for them, they can still come back and you say, well, try this as well, you know. So you know, sort of like classes that people can go to as well if they want to be involved with other people that might be struggling as well. So you know all of that in your local areas.
Yes.
So which area do you cover exactly?
So I just cover the Brentwood area. I do. There are other community connectors that work, you know, for the same organisation who are working different areas. But I just cover the Brentwood area. And to be honest, because it's Brentwood itself plus the villages, it's quite a big area and there's a lot of classes. You'd be amazed at how much. I mean, I've lived in this area for almost 30 years and I've discovered so many classes, and even some of them I wouldn't even know what they were. Like, for example, a class called Stroller Size. I thought that would be with buggies, but it's actually line dancing to 50s and 60s music. And it's such a lot of fun. People love it.
Stroller size, you would think that, wouldn't you?
Stroller size, you would.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, Carol, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play your song because you've requested a song. I think it's brilliant. So we're going to have a little dance around to that. Going to have the ads and then we're going to come back. So I want to catch up with other stuff and how people can get hold of you as well again, just to know. So know that I'm going to be wanting to talk to you afterwards as well about what we can do. So, right, what was it? The song.
I fancied, because I'm an active person, Dancing Queen would be great by ABBA.
I think that's brilliant. Here we go. You ready, Em? So now we are back here on Phoenix FM with Carol Wakeman from the Rural Community Council of Essex / Active Essex. And she's a community connector at Brentwood and the surrounding areas. I've still got that right, haven't I?
Absolutely.
I'm quite proud of myself there, to be fair. I might give myself a clap. There you go. You said you've been doing this for about 18 months, right?
I have.
So there must be some stories that you have with individuals that you have literally helped to change their lives.
So I suppose because I set people up to do exercise and I don't always know exactly what happens later on, but quite often when I'm on a stall or somebody will message me to say how much they are enjoying a class, which has been really wonderful, and how much better they are feeling as a result of it. I mean, obviously exercise is not instead of any prescription drugs, but it's really makes a huge difference. And I did have one particular man who'd recently lost his wife, feeling very low, and just wanting an exercise class actually for men only. And I found that class for him, and he made new friends, and he absolutely loved it. And he messaged me to say how much better he was feeling, and just that it made a huge difference to him. So it's really rewarding, and so many people do come. Like tomorrow, we'll be on a stall, and no doubt there'll be people that I've met before that will come back and tell me something, which is amazing. I love doing it.
Wow. So now, exercise is something that I know that I need to do an awful lot more of. of. And I always start it off, but I just need the push. And it's actually keeping the momentum, really. Mm. And I do need it, I think, for mental health as well as my physical health. Mm. I think everybody needs it as well. Let's be a little bit more honest about why we're doing things as well. Mm-hmm. But it's keeping the momentum up. Have you got any kind of tips and tricks?
Well, I'd say set reasonable goals. Begin slowly and build up over time. Don't expect to go from 0 to 100 because, you know, you just don't want to put that pressure on yourself. You know, get goals that fit your needs and your abilities, and something that you're going to really enjoy doing. Because as I said, I think before, if you do something you don't enjoy and it's just a chore, you will not look forward to it. See it as a way of helping yourself get better, and not because anything that's got the word chore or work attached to it, I don't want to do.
It's not going to be fun, is it? Yeah.
No. And think of what stops you exercising. You know, if you're self-conscious and you don't really want to be out in the public area, Active Essex has a fantastic YouTube channel where there's all sorts of activities. Just put in what you want and there'll be an exercise class that you can do in your own home, or if you want to do it with a friend, you know, make sure you go with somebody to keep you going, or if it needs to be low cost. Mm-hmm. I have ideas on my Facebook page, but, you know, walking is a great one. We've got some wonderful parks around this area. And be kind to yourself. You know, if you miss a class or you miss exercising for a bit, just be kind to yourself and just go back to it. And just praise yourself for the things you have achieved rather than beating yourself up for the things you haven't. But if, you know, if you haven't been active for a long time, I'd say join a structured, maybe supervised program where there'd be something regular. So you know there'll be people going every week or every time you want to go, so that there'll be people there to encourage you. And maybe get a healthcare professional support as well, because obviously they know what medication you're on, what would be good for you, you know, with your condition and your medication. So they could give you some extra support as well.
Because it is find your active, as you've got on your T-shirt.
Exactly, that's me.
That's great. So, Carol, where can we find you again? We've got about a minute left before we go up to the news. So where can we find you again?
So I have a page called, my Facebook page called Find Your Active Brentwood. And you'll find me on Facebook. You can message me on there on Messenger. You'll find my email address and my telephone number is also on there. I do only work part-time. But if you're looking for anything specific and, you know, you want a particular location, let me know where you are and what sort of thing you're looking for. And I can try and help you find that as soon as I can. And you could always come along to, you know, we cut on the trailer tomorrow. We'll be outside
the stalls,
the Daily Breads. So we quite often on a stall with loads of information on there. Brilliant. So you can always visit us on
Carol. Thank you so much.
Hang
on. There you go. It'll all be on the website soon. But now here is the news.